The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
There are still R. Kelly fans out there who are going to go listen to the music. And to that I say, we got to start looking at you with a side eye, because why are you that pressed to listen to sexual tunes about young girls? What is up? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and here's where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop music culture. I'm one of your lovely hosts, radio personality, media personality, content creator, podcaster, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host and media personality, radio personality, content creator as well, A-Dub.
Yes, it is Thursday, aka the pregame for Friday, and we got a couple of things today. All right, so Chris Brown and Drake are being accused of copyright infringement. Also, R. Kelly's YouTube channels have been terminated following his sex trafficking conviction. The Weeknd is giving us an update on his brand new album. Unfortunately, Ray J is in the hospital right now, and Dave Chappelle has decided to defend DaBaby, and 50 Cent is giving us his 2 cents on it. So let's get down to it. But first, gotta say this every podcast, just to make sure you do it. Follow the podcast. Follow DX Daily. If you're on Spotify right now, Apple Podcasts, whatever app you're on, make sure you hit that follow button, okay? And we thank you for it, sincerely. Now let's get down to it. All right, let's start off with Chris Brown and Drake. So the boys are being accused of copyright infringement out here?
Yes, as you know, their popular song, No Guidance, that went big. I think it's still pretty big. They're being accused of copying somebody for their song. So it's this guy named Brandon Cooper, and he goes by Mr. Cooper, and he has this song called I Love Your Dress. And
now Mr. Cooper, like Mark Curry? Like hanging with Mr. Cooper?
Not him. That's what I thought too, but not him.
Okay, who is it? Who is it?
He's just some like regular guy. And so he put out this song like some years ago, and then No Guidance, you know, came out in June 2019. And at first, I didn't see the similarities, but there's one part where it is very similar to No Guidance.
Uh-oh. Well, you know, we got to do a side-by-side comparison then.
Yeah.
Get to the bottom of this. DX Mysteries, another case we have here. And this is the case of No Guidance versus I Love Your Dress. Exhibit A.
I love your dress. Staring at your main attraction, you the hottest on the scene. I love your dress, and I promise if I get you, you gon' want me to fulfill
fantasy. I gotta be honest, I'm not hearing the similarities so far. Let's see, maybe he's gonna bring it back.
It's the way you walk and how you carry.
Yeah, I'm not hearing it so far. Let's play the part of No Guidance where he claims that they're taking this part where he says, you got it from him.
You got it, girl, you got it. You got it, girl, you got it.
Yeah, so what's the final verdict on this?
I don't see the similarities. If you want to do like words of she got it and you got it, then okay. But I feel like that's anybody could have thought of that.
Yeah, that's a very common statement. I can pull up 10 more songs where somebody said, you got it or she got it. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, didn't Ace Hood? No, that was Two Pistols. Somebody had a song called She Got It back in the day. I remember that song.
I remember that too.
Yeah, no, case dismissed. I'm sorry.
Yeah, case closed.
We've got to the bottom of this mystery. What's your name? Mr. Hanging with Mr. Cooper? Yeah. I'm sorry, you're not going to get no bread off this. This is going to go to the court. The judge is going to laugh in your face and be like, nah, get out of here.
And the song came out 3 years before No Guidance. It's like, why are we just now hearing about it? Like, if you need money, just say that.
Somebody probably hit him up and like, yo, bro, they took your song. You know, somebody gassed him up.
Exactly.
One of his homies, his baby mama, somebody in his life gassed him up to do this. And they did you wrong, man. They don't have your best interest at heart. Don't listen to them. Check your circle. You got some squares in your circle. Because a real friend would have told you not to do this.
Right.
Next, speaking of guilty people, not guilty, and mysteries that were solved, R. Kelly was found guilty of sex trafficking recently. He's about to face even more charges in several other different states than the one he was already convicted in. But now that he has been found guilty, YouTube has terminated his YouTube channels.
Yep, R. Kelly had the two big channels, R. Kelly TV and R. Kelly Vivo, that does play, like, his music videos and songs like that. Mm-hmm. And they had about 5 million subscribers combined on those YouTube channels. But YouTube has deleted them. So all those videos that he put out on that channel are gone.
Right.
But if people want to upload their own R. Kelly, like other accounts are still on there. So if you, for some reason, want to hear I Believe I Can Fly, it's still on there. It's just not under the R. Kelly YouTube account. But, you know, YouTube AdSense, that YouTube money is gone or not coming in to R. Kelly, so that's okay. The big thing.
Okay, take away the official accounts. I see it. Mm-hmm. I see it. I'm all right with that. I'm fine with that. But let's just make sure we take away the accounts of all the other pedophiles, too, that is up there.
True.
Let's not just do R. Kelly, even though I have no problem with you taking money out of R. Kelly's pocket whatsoever. Now, this move was actually in accordance with YouTube's creator responsibility guidelines, which allows them to suspend a channel if its owner is convicted of or pleads guilty to egregious crimes and their channel's content is closely related to the crimes. Mm. Now, that's the big thing right there, because we know, we found out in later years that a lot of these R. Kelly songs that people knew and loved were about young women who were under the age of 18. So yeah, that makes sense why they would want to take some of that music down when you know it's about a 15-year-old girl. Mm-hmm. And it's a song about sex. So I get it completely. They did issue a statement about it, actually, as well.
It says, egregious actions committed by R. Kelly warrant penalties beyond standard enforcement measures due to potential to cause widespread harm. That comes from the YouTube Vice President, Nicole Alston. She also said, ultimately, we are taking this action to protect our users similar to other platforms.
Okay, and other platforms have done things like stop promoting R. Kelly's music. Mm-hmm. I don't know if any streaming service has taken his music down permanently, but there's been a few things on a couple of different other platforms, so they're correcting that. Now, if other people, like you said, want to upload stuff, no one can stop them. We know that there are still R. Kelly fans out there who are going to go listen to the music, go stream it. And to that I say, we got to start looking at you with a side eye, because why are you that pressed to listen to sexual tunes about young girls? I don't know. We gotta look at that. We got to examine that. That's another DX Daily mystery for the future.
Yeah.
Why people still be so pressed to listen to R. Kelly. But we'll get to that another day. Now let's talk about this new Weeknd album, some positivity. So he has been working on his new album, which is titled The Dawn, and he's been teasing it as of lately. And fans have been wondering, like, okay, Weeknd, you've been hinting at it, teasing us. When's the album actually going to come out? Well, it looks like they're going to be finding out sooner than later. The Weeknd returned to the Apple Music One radio show, Memento Mori, and he's got a new playlist out. But as he was announcing this playlist, he did decide to give fans an update on this next album. And he says some exciting features are coming out in the fall before the album drops. He said we'll slowly be unraveling that info in the next couple of months. Some Dawn updates. The album is complete. Okay. All right. Only thing missing is a couple of characters that are key to the narrative. Some people that are near and dear to me. Drake.
Period.
And some people that inspired my life as a child. Jay-Z?
Maybe.
Or like some rock band or something. I don't know. Yeah. Because I feel like The Weeknd is just going to go left with it. Same. And some people that inspire me now. All right. That's exciting. I like the way he put that.
It's a good statement.
More to come in the following months. He also apologized to his fans for not hitting the airwaves sooner. And good, because artists, y'all can update fans. Like, you don't just have to go ghost for 3 years or whatever the case is. Yeah. Not that that's what The Weeknd did here. He had a pretty fast turnaround time, I guess, after the Super Bowl. But, yeah, a lot of artists, I don't know, for some reason, they like to keep fans in the dark as to when things are coming. Mm-hmm. And just because they're not done yet. And it's just like, no, like, you can update. Like, all right, I'm still working on the album. Or, oh, we're about halfway through the process right now. It's going to take some more time. Or you can be like The Weeknd, be like, album is done, almost. We're just waiting on a few more features, and boom, it'll be ready. Like, there's nothing wrong with giving updates. So I like that The Weeknd did this.
Yeah, like, artists, don't be afraid to talk and communicate and, you know, fill us in on what's going on, because we're excited just like you're excited. So we want to know what's going on.
Exactly. Speaking of what's going on out here, prayers up to Ray J. He has given us an update, and this one is that he has been in the hospital, unfortunately. He has been in the hospital battling pneumonia recently, according to Hollywood Unlocked, and they announced that on Tuesday, October 5th. Now, Ray J did take to social media to voice his frustrations about his stay in the hospital that he's been having earlier this week. And he was like, God is good. Family with me. Just can't be in here. Too much sickness. I can't have visitors because they isolated their room. Been on with my family every day, all day. So I translate that, or I take that as to mean Ray J's in the hospital. He's in the room by himself. Family can't come in. Of course, the whole COVID thing right now, they're not letting people really come in and visit you in the hospital like that. So he was just kind of a little bit frustrated with that. But there hasn't really been an update on his condition since then. He's cleared his Instagram page. He's changed his bio to separated and single, which, okay. If you in the hospital battling pneumonia, fighting for your life, I don't know when you had the time to clear the IG page and put single and separated. But maybe, hopefully that means he's doing well. If he's well enough to do that, hopefully he's on the other side of this battle with pneumonia by now, by the time we report this.
Right. It's giving Love and Hip Hop plot needed, but with the separated and single, changing your bio right now. But hopefully he does do good battling with what he got going on. So,
man, prayers up to Ray J. Hopefully, you know, it isn't nothing too crazy. And hopefully him and Princess get it together, because, you know, they be getting divorced on Monday and back together on Friday. So right. We'll see what happens with them. Now, lastly, let's talk about Dave Chappelle's new comedy special, The Closer. Ooh, scandalous. So in this new comedy special, he had a bit about DaBaby, and he was basically comparing and contrasting the reaction to certain things DaBaby has done in his career. So he was talking about how everybody was up in arms about DaBaby's remarks at Rolling Loud Festival. They were calling him homophobic. They wanted to cancel him. All these festivals dropped him. But then he was like, well, when DaBaby actually killed someone, there wasn't really all of this outrage. So it was fine that he killed somebody, but it wasn't fine that he hurt the gay community's feelings. That was basically the sentiment of the Dave Chappelle joke. And some people were like, those are two different things. One was in self-defense. The other one was just out of nowhere. And it sparked a whole dialogue online. But either way, 50 Cent got wind of this. And you know, 50 Cent's been a big supporter of DaBaby. And 50 Cent does what 50 Cent does and gave his 2 cents.
Yeah, so he reposted the clip and he said in the caption, Dave Chappelle is a funny mother effer that was flawless. Hip hop loves things that are damaged. That's the beauty of the culture. At the Baby is on a new path. Music has changed everything. LOL.
You know why I love 50 Cent?
Why?
Because he's so cryptic. Like, him saying that could be interpreted in so many different ways. Like, what do you even mean, 50? Yeah. And I like the fact that he keeps it cryptic enough to where you really can't say he said anything wrong. Like, you can't be like, oh, 50, you're wrong about that. No, hip hop does love things that are damaged. And that is the beauty of the culture. And DaBaby might actually be on a new path. Or that could all be complete BS and really just be mean nothing. Like, I like how 50 talks. 50 talks like Machiavelli or somebody.
Yeah, he's funny. He knows what he's doing.
It's very Art of War. It's very 50 Laws of Power, exactly. The way he speaks. And I just love it. But yeah, what did you think about the Dave Chappelle joke, though? Did you feel like that made sense? Or were you one of the people that were outraged about it? Like, how did you feel about it?
I feel like, especially like with comedy and especially Dave Chappelle as a comedian, like he does bring into like pop culture moments and, you know, puts his input on it that kind of like wakes us up to like, oh, that makes sense. Or I see where you're coming from. Mm-hmm. Try to put a new light on it. And, you know, when we talked about the baby situation, I was on team the baby. I thought people were kind of like bugging on some parts. Mm-hmm. But he had to do his damage control and things like that as far as his career. But I don't want to say I'm glad Dave Chappelle said something because now it's bringing it back up because it was kind of dying down, but
he made it hot again.
Exactly. But yeah.
Yeah. I kind of agreed with what he said on that aspect of it too. It was just like, there were so many more things to be outraged about that the baby had done before that. So I feel like if you weren't outraged before then, and this was the part where you drew the line, okay, looks a little funny, but all right, that's fine. But I don't think Dave Chappelle said anything out of pocket or wrong about the situation with the baby. He really just brought up facts. Like, okay, baby did XYZ. There was really no outrage. When the baby did this next thing, there was a ton of outrage and a ton of repercussions. And he was just pointing out that disparity, which is something we did on this podcast when it originally happened.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I don't really think there was anything wrong with that part. There were a lot of other parts in the special that people did not take kindly to, and they had a laundry list of those things, but, you know, we'll do that full breakdown another day. Right now, we're going to close the case on the United States versus the baby.
Yeah.
I feel like that case is closed. We're closing a lot of cases today here on DX Daily, but I think the U.S. versus the baby is over. The U.S. versus Dave Chappelle, that might be continued.
Ooh, maybe.
A lot of people are coming at him right now. Have you watched the special in its entirety yet?
No, not yet. I got to watch it this weekend.
Okay, well, when you do that, we'll get into that case. We'll get into those proceedings. But for now, that is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, wherever you're listening to us at right now. Hit that follow button, hit that subscribe button. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our socials, like our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok at Hip Hop DX.
Yep, you can follow us too. I am at Asia Sky on all platforms.
I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
And we will see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.